Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I'm actually in for Nick Costos. I'm Chris Ranji, but Ken Barkley is here. We just broke down the SEC. Well, Ken did, and he did so perfectly, as always. And again, we're going to get to all the Power 5 conferences this week on You Better You Bet on BetQL. We continue the college football discussion this afternoon, however, as we go to Adam Rittenberg, who covers college football for ESPN. You can also catch him on SiriusXM College Football and on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg. And Adam is with us this afternoon. Good afternoon, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, no, we're doing okay. Really good,
so is Ken. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. No, it's all good.
Oh, Ken, you too.
Sorry, so, Ken. Yeah, it's like, it's all good, Adam. I know we had on a few weeks ago. Loved having you on, and wanted to get you back on as fast as possible, really, to just keep talking about college football this year. Kind of SEC day here. We're doing one power conference each day and just trying to kind of go through some of the games. One question I know I didn't ask you last time you came on was just your thoughts on week one and the game we're going to see between Georgia and Clemson. We've seen Georgia take some money throughout the last couple of weeks. Clemson's basically only about a field goal favorite now in that game in Charlotte. I mean, how much of a toss-up do you think that game is, and what do you think ultimately could end up deciding it?
Well, let me first say it's great to be talking about games after the last 2 weeks. And I would just say, yeah, I think it's going to be a really good one. You know, both teams have recruited, I think, at the highest level of the sport on the defensive side. You know, I do these future power rankings, which project out 3 years in advance for offense, defense, total team. And Georgia Clemson is usually 1-2 or 2-1. In that order, when I'm doing my defensive projection. So I would expect both defenses to be very strong. Clemson brings back almost everybody. Georgia's had to retool a little bit more on that side of the ball. You know, Georgia's offense finished the year playing at a really high level with JT Daniels at quarterback. I think he's more familiar with Todd Monken's system and wanting to throw the ball around a little bit. They have had some issues at receiver from a health standpoint. So that's a group to monitor through the preseason, as attrition has kind of hit them a little bit at receiver, but they always run the ball well. They always have strong offensive lines, and they seem to have the quarterback who they feel can put them over the top. So I think Georgia, this is a good opportunity for them to maybe assert themselves as the team to watch, or one of the teams to watch out of the SEC. But you know, Clemson's always tough. And you know, I think with the combination of their defense and DJ Uiagalelei back at quarterback, you know, even though he only played limited last year in relief of Trevor Lawrence, they're obviously going to be very tough to beat.
So let's talk a little bit about the SEC and Georgia within the context of it. Right now, they are not the favorite. It always seems to be Alabama who is the favorite. But at plus 175, here's Georgia right behind them. And we discussed their quarterback, JT Daniels. You mentioned him. We talked about him earlier, and some people think that he might end up being the best quarterback in the conference. Is it a little bit more open, the SEC, this year than usual?
Well, I think any year that Alabama loses a substantial haul, including their quarterback, you could say it's open. Although we thought a year ago with Tua Tagovailoa going on to the NFL that they might be a little more vulnerable, and they clearly weren't, and put forth one of their best teams ever. I think under Nick Saban, undefeated national championship team, despite playing more conference games than typical. So, you know, it's hard not to say Alabama just is the default team to look at in that league. But, you know, this is just such an important year, guys, for Kirby Smart and Georgia, because they've been recruiting at such a high level. I mentioned their defensive recruiting, but offensively, they're no slouches on that side of the ball either. But they have not gotten this part right. They haven't gotten the quarterback right. They haven't gotten the passing game right. It feels like college football has moved forward with its passing game, and Georgia's kind of been left behind. And then you saw last year Georgia begin to catch up, you know, towards the end of the season when JT became the starter. They put up big numbers in some of the SEC games. They were able to beat a really good Cincinnati team in the Peach Bowl. And now there's real confidence that they can compete a little bit more with the Alabamas, the Clemsons, you know, the Ohio State type teams that are making the playoff on a regular basis, because they have a modernized passing game. They have elite quarterbacks. They're putting quarterbacks in the first round of the NFL draft. And so that's why I think there's so much excitement in Athens about what JT Daniels can do with another year under his belt with the same offensive coordinator and a program that's just more committed to winning this way, because clearly this is how you have to win in today's college football to try to capture a national championship, which has obviously eluded Georgia much longer than it ever should have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam, in terms of Alabama, you know, one thing sports bettors are obviously trying to do this time of year is beat the win total number. And for Alabama, it's a pretty straightforward question this year. Their win total is 11.5. And in a 12-game regular season, you're obviously, it basically becomes a bet on, do you think Alabama will go undefeated or not? You know, and basically ends up, do they drop a game or not? And there are really only four games, and obviously anything can happen in college football, but there are really only four games that even pass the laugh test in terms of like even a potential upset. That would be the week one kind of neutral home, neutral opener rather, against Miami, which is still more than a 2-touchdown spread, at Texas A&M, at Florida, and then obviously the rivalry game against LSU. So in terms of what's more likely than not, so greater than 50% chance, Alabama goes undefeated or Alabama loses one of those games?
You know, it's just so hard to go undefeated. They made it go. They made it look easy recently under Nick Saban, but I think they're going to drop a game. It's hard to say which one, although you'd certainly look at Texas A&M as a program that's been building towards being able to beat Alabama. And they get them at home, which should be a big advantage for A&M at Kyle Field, which should be an electric environment for that game. You also look at LSU having a chance to bounce back. And they still have a lot of talent, even though their roster has turned over quite significantly from the national championship team to this point. You know, Florida is always a threat with the way that Dan Mullen coaches quarterbacks. And so, you know, again, no one's going to be surprised if Alabama runs the table again, but it's just a hard thing to do year after year in college football when there's injuries. There's, you know, still COVID is a concern out there for potentially sidelining players or impacting games. And so I think, you know, certainly A&M and LSU are two games that Alabama has the potential to drop this year.
Is there a team in college football as far as being in the playoff and potentially winning the entire thing that we should be paying attention to, but we maybe have not been doing so far enough?
Well, I think you have to look outside. There's so much focus on the SEC, Clemson, and Ohio State. So, you know, who else can make a run? You know, you look at the ACC. Is North Carolina positioned to really take a step forward? They haven't been able to do that yet, but they, you know, might have the most talented quarterback in the country in Sam Howell. You look at the Big Ten. Can anybody challenge Ohio State this year? You know, could Penn State, you put it all together after a subpar season? And then a team that I certainly bring up is Oregon. Oregon's won the Pac-12 each of the last 2 years, and they've recruited at a high level under Mario Cristobal. And I know the Pac-12 hasn't even made the playoff in quite some time. It's going to take a real strong effort to do so. But Oregon gets Ohio State on the road in week two. Ohio State has a lot to replace from last year's team. And even though they'll be really good at home, they always are. That's a great opportunity for Oregon to show that it's a contender. And then out of the Big 12, I think there's just two teams that are head and shoulders above the rest, and that's Oklahoma and Iowa State. Iowa State, bringing back almost everybody from a team that won the Fiesta Bowl last year. And then Oklahoma, even though they didn't get to the playoff, they felt they took a step forward last year, guys, because, they improved on defense. And that was the unit that was holding them back once they got to the playoff. They feel like they're deeper on that side of the ball. They're always going to score points. They're always going to have great quarterback play with Spencer Rattler. And so maybe Oklahoma is a team that won't just get back to the playoff, but can finally win games and make some noise when it gets on that stage.
Adam, you mentioned recruiting so much, whether it's with Oregon or other teams, and obviously like one of the most important things is just getting the really good players, the recruiting averages that have been so strong for teams like Oregon. There's that group of teams, and I feel like Texas is a team like that, Florida State's a team like that, where it's like, can they just get everything to click? The recruiting is there. Can they just get everything to click to make it work? And a team that we were just talking about last segment that fits that category also this year, and it was true 2 years ago, is LSU. Like, I feel like they could go like 7-5 and people lose their jobs again and just a culture thing, or they could literally win every single game on their schedule. It's just, it feels like the wide range of options for LSU is just different than for so many other teams, aside from maybe that small group that I mentioned. So what do you think is more likely, like that LSU, that it just clicks this year, like it did a couple of years ago, and they go on to have a lot of success, or that they kind of continually stub their toe as they did last season?
Yeah, it's hard to see, so much drama as what impacted them last year, kind of reoccur. I think they were able to figure out their quarterback situation late in the year with a younger player. They have talent at receiver. They bring back a lot on their offensive line. Their defense has some of the more talented players in the country, like, Derek Stingley Jr. in the secondary. It's just hard to say it won't be kind of a mix of the two. I still don't think LSU is going to win the West Division, especially with Alabama and Texas A&M being so strong. But I also don't think they're going to go 500. They're too talented of a team. If they can just, kind of keep some of the issues away with key players going down right before games, or, there was a schematic issue, it seemed like, last year on defense with Bo Pelini, and they brought in a new coordinator. So there just seems to be a lot of drama that follows that program. And if they can just, they eliminated that the 2019 season, and you saw how good they could be. Now it helped to have a generational quarterback like Joe Burrow, but I think they do have pieces to certainly be, a consistent, top 15, top 20 team. I just don't know if they can come all the way back and win the West Division again.
Speaking of drama, Oklahoma and Texas officially, they're going to be moving. They're going over to the SEC at some point over the next couple of years. How does this change things in, we have about a minute here, Adam.
Yeah, it changes things significantly. There was a hearing today at the Texas State Senate where the Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby and others are speaking and basically, criticizing Texas and Oklahoma for this move. But it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And, could it be all the way until 2025? Could it be a little bit sooner? What subsequent moves will be made around the country from other conferences? That's what we're waiting to see. But I think it's safe to say that we haven't seen a realignment move quite like this one. As Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, said, they're coming from the top of the food chain, not the bottom. And so that's obviously going to impact the Big 12. It's going to impact other conferences as well.
Adam Rittenberg, appreciate your time as always. Terrific breakdown. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me on.
That is Adam Rittenberg at ESPN, at ESPN Rittenberg, if you want to follow him on Twitter. Man, we just did what? About, was that 80 minutes?
Hour 20, hour 10. Yeah.
Wow.
Some breaks in there, too. You ready to get the vocal cords warmed up for baseball? You're on the clock here coming up the next hour.
Let's do some damn baseball, Ken. Baseball's coming up. The Power Hour is next here on You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.